As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is arising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our very special returning guest, Vicki Davis. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then don't feel bad, because you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. For those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Micro 1650 AM in Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. The listener call-in number again remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold losing gains made in Asian trading retreats into the $930 territory. We'll go there imminently. And then we're going to return with Vicki Davis after the break. We're going to get back into war in the context of everything else, kind of a part three, a never-ending saga. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $1.90 at $939.20, which reflects a $13.60 gain year-on-year for a 1.47% return on your investment. Silver up 7 cents, trading at $13.91. Platinum up $7 at $1,190 an ounce. Palladium flat today so far, $248 for an ounce of palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a very narrow band, $937.90 for a low, $945.80 for a high. And the gold fix out of London, they set it at $941, and we should see it stay somewhere there all morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 91 points, trading at 8,529. The NASDAQ closed up 6 points at 1,844. The S&P was up 8 points at 927. Crude oil up 35 cents, trading 71.84 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar index off 0.19 or 19 basis points, trading down at 79.61. In the foreign exchange markets, reflecting that move in the U.S. dollar, the Canadian dollar is trading at 87 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, 8 cents. Fill up your pockets with Mexican pesos at 8 cents apiece. The euro, $1.41. The British pound moves up just a fuzz, $1.66. And the Swiss franc is up just a hair, now above the 92 at 93 cents. So that's what we got out of New York City for the markets. Again, keep your eyes on the gold market. It is dropping this morning. It's kind of like ladder step, stair-stepping down. It was up around the 945 area when it opened. It's going lower and lower. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Sure, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Of course, my name is William Roberts, and today, once again, it's Tuesday. We're joined by Vicki Davis, a very, very interesting lady, a researcher in her own right, and a website I want you to visit definitely today, www.channelingreality.com. You might log on to that during the broadcast. So much information there. Good morning, Vicki. How are you doing this morning? And thanks for joining us once again.
Good morning, Will. I'm doing just fine, and thank you for having me.
Well, it was my pleasure. You know, we covered a lot of ground on Tuesday and Thursday last week, and we got into a whole variety of things. And over the weekend, I've received several more emails from you. You just have a never-ending basket of information to share with others, and I'm so glad I'm on your list. But let's go into a little bit more. We've gone into the education nightmare. We're starting to name names and talk about dates and important steps. Let's go back into that and pick it up right about where we left off talking education, and then we can just take it wherever it goes today. How would that work?
That worked just fine because I was at the end of the last program. I was just getting to the important part about the education system, you know, the nationalization of education records and how they interface with the workforce development systems. Each state has a workforce. It used to be called the unemployment office, but sometime in the 90s, when they integrated the idea of retraining along with registering for unemployment. They changed the name of it to Workforce Development. And if you do some research, you'll see that they call them the one-stop shop, workforce development. And part of the idea for the National Human Resource Management System is that all of these one-stop shop workforce development systems are the interface to the student information systems, for our schools. Ultimately, what you will end up with is a networked system of America's Talent Bank, which is what Al Gore called it. The attributes of the American workforce, and I believe ultimately not just workers but even personal attributes. I really don't want to go into total information awareness at this point, but suffice it to say that at this point that the America's Talent Bank will have all of the characteristics and attributes of the American people. And then in the workforce development systems, that is America's job bank.
So I guess if I could jump in, Vicki, and think of it along this line, if we're going to inventory and number and count everything that we have, just like a personal property assessment list where you go through and you talk about the automobiles that you have, the trucks that you have, the boats that you might have, the airplanes, the historic vehicles, the llamas, the goats, the pigs, the cows, the chickens, the whole nine yards. It would be very similar in my mind to this concept that you're laying out here, where we want to know how many plumbers we've got, we want to know how many people we have with degrees, what their degree programs are in, how many years they've worked at this, are they technicians, are they skilled people, are they middle management, upper management, and so on. And then with all of that, you could throw a value at it and say we have in our workforce a potential value, dollar value or dollar amount of X, Y, or Z, and add that into the total wealth of the nation if that would be close.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what corporations do when they do their net asset sheets, but really I think it's more for central planning. One of the objectives that I think I mentioned in the last session is that their objective was to rebalance the world economy, which meant that, because we had a very strong middle class, basically it meant transferring that wealth to other places in the world, and as we see now, what's happening is that our middle class is collapsing, and that was absolutely intentional.
Correct.
We did that on purpose. Okay, but now the America's Job Bank, the idea ultimately is to require all employers to register their available jobs with the Job Bank, and for the Labor Department to be able to use that information along with America's Talent Bank to do a comparative analysis to determine if there are, quote, shortages, and, if we need to actually import labor in areas where we have shortages. And ultimately to use the education system to project, and jobs, to be able to project the needs of the economy. I mean, it's totally central planning.
Okay.
In the
Soviet style, along
model.
Soviet model. The immigration, the illegal immigration flow, if you will, it's migration and development, to use the United Nations terminology. that would probably or perhaps could figure into this as well, but in two different ways. One, we have the visa programs where we're bringing in educated people from other countries around the world to fill holes that America's Talent Bank has in it. And then at the same time, we're using flow of illegal immigrants to fill up that gap at the bottom made up by the people doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do, you know, so to speak, ostensibly.
So they say,
you know, you'd be surprised what Americans will do when there's no money in their checkbook. But, you know, nevertheless, you've got this talent bank idea that you're laying out here. And it's not just a national, central planning system like a Politburo, but a global central planning system. And perhaps we need to just reacquaint the audience with your background and where we began this discussion, thinking about the supercomputing systems that are necessary to facilitate this kind of massive global planning. So maybe you could pick that up just a little bit and paint a few strokes with that.
Yeah. Well, that's where I started with this. I'm a computer systems analyst, and so, you know, after determining that, you know, some very bizarre things were going on in our country, and I got on the internet and started doing some research. And what I discovered is very disturbing to me.
Okay, hold it right there.
Hold
it right there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Vicki Davis, folks. Stay tuned.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
No one has been oppressed today. We've taken our
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Oh,
And we're back right here on our Become Vocal Local. This is our Tuesday, June the 30th broadcast. We're speaking today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis from Idaho, independent researcher, computer guru, I might as well say. And we've got a caller calling in. Vicki, let's go ahead and bring up our caller before we go any further. Caller, are you with us? Caller from Missouri, are you still there? Going once. Caller, are you with us? And the caller is not responding. Well, let's have to pass on that one. Be sure and call back if you like, folks. Anyway, the number once again to call in during the broadcast is 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. So let's go back to where we left off, Vicki. You were just getting into just a very brief thumbnail of your background experience, just letting the audience understand that we're talking about computers and computer technology that fits into all of this. And now let's go back and continue to move forward this American Talent Bank.
Uh-huh. Okay. Talent Bank, the design of the information systems for human resources and the one-stop shop workforce development departments and systems integrate to form what will be central planning and management of the labor market by the Secretary of Labor, currently. You know, I don't know if that's going to be true going forward, but it's the Soviet-style system of central planning for labor. And so, you know, given the country that we live in, you know, it's almost unthinkable that they would be designing systems like this. And so, you know, the obvious question is, well, how did it happen to be, how did it come about that our government is, you know, funded and facilitated the development of a Soviet-style system of labor management?
Well, Vicki, for a lot of the listeners, you know, they on this network and in the independent media networks, these kind of ideas we've heard about it a lot, you know. It's been around and around. Maybe there's some listeners out there that they can't quite wrap their mind around this idea of actually developing. You know, everyone was told that, oh, communism was dead. You know, Ronald Reagan says, you know, Gorby, bring that wall down. You know, bring down that wall. Well, yeah, but, you know, when we can understand that we actually set up the Soviet model, we financed the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks and got that thing going, aided and abetted throughout the whole First and Second World Wars to make sure that it existed. And, Uncle Joe was part of the Round Table group, if you will. Then maybe we can understand that as we develop this system, it's a global model, and we can think of it from the Soviets as part of the system, but certainly the things that are happening in the United States are offshoots or variations of the same theme, and we'll find the same theme throughout almost the entire globe. So, you know, folks, it's not like when we say the Sovietization of America or the Sovietization of our education or our jobs bank or any of that, that we need to think that there's, you know, these commies, let's say, lurking about in the background. These commies have been in control of just about the whole place for the last 100 years, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in. And let's try one more time. We've got the caller still hanging on. Let's try it one more time and see if we've got a caller. Are you with us from 417? Caller, are you there? You need to respond.
Maybe your system isn't working.
No, it is working, and I've got him on the screen here, but I'm going to have to hang up this call and see if we can get him gone. There we go. Call back in again if you want from 417 area code. and we'll take your call here live on the air. So go ahead and pick it up there, Vicki. I wanted to make sure we could get that that opportunity for one last try on that caller. We don't get that many calls on this broadcast.
Okay, well, in 1990, there was a G8 summit that was held in Houston, Texas. And one of the things that they agreed to was the international trading system. And I'm just going to read you one of the points from that agreement. This is number 18. It says, the open world trading system is vital to economic prosperity. A strengthened general agreement on tariffs and trade is essential, that's GATT, by the way, is essential to provide a stable framework for the expansion of trade and the fuller integration of Central and Eastern Europe and developing countries in the global economy. We reject protectionism in all its forms. Okay, so that was the statement. Okay, there's another one here. Well, that pertains to agriculture, but the idea of an international trading system combined with the network capabilities provided by the internet are what brought us to the point of implementing centrally planned systems. And okay, if you from 1990, it was in 1991 that Al Gore, he was a senator at that point, he ushered through the High Performance Computing Act of 1991, which is what made the internet available to the public for the first time, and it provided funding and the framework necessary to build out the internet. And
so when Al Gore says, you know, Al, I invented the internet, Gore, when we say that, it's not so much that he invented the internet, but he opened the door and made it possible for the people to use it. Would that be right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and you know, if I were to prepare a list of traitors to hang, Al Gore would be top of the list.
Yeah, the waxen face boy, you know, it's amazing the amount of makeup that he wore when he was campaigning. But, okay, so we got that pretty well cleared up.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be for research and education, okay. What they did, they established a lot of different committees. And one of the decisions that they made along the way in the G8 was to create a global e-government. E-government, of course, being bringing government to the people via the internet.
And so the E would just be electronic government.
Right, electronic government, virtual government.
Governance. Okay.
And when they initially made the decision in 1992 to the national decision to build out the internet, it was just that. But they did kind of a bait and switch on people, and they went from national to international in one leap, with no real forethought about our national security. I don't think there was any thought at all given to national security of hooking up the internet to a global system.
Okay, well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks, and we will be right back. Stay with us with Vicki Davis, our special guest.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. The call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your call is welcome throughout the broadcast. Speaking today with Vicki Davis, we're talking about the establishment of basically a global workforce, and certainly the implications here in the United States. It's a comprehensive workforce development delivery system, as she says on her website. And again, that website, folks, you might want to check it out. It's www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Vicki, let's pick it up right there and continue in this longer segment of today's broadcast and just see where this segment takes us. There's so much information to cover.
Okay. Well, after the legislation was passed, Al Gore's legislation on the High Performance Computing Act, they spent the next, couple of years or so getting together all of their task forces and organizing to basically what ended up being redesigning our government and integrating it into a global system of governance. Okay. In 1993, the Information Infrastructure Task Force was formed, and it was headed up by Ron Brown, who was the Secretary of Commerce at the time. And initially, the first project was going to be the healthcare system for nationalized medical records. And I'm sure you remember when Hillary Clinton was working on the design redesign for healthcare in America.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that was the result of this legislation and the building out the information infrastructure via the internet. And so that design was for that purpose of the redesign. But after that, I don't know if it was before or after when they decided to go with the global information infrastructure, and Al Gore formed a commission with a Russian named, see, I'm going to massacre his name, Chernomyrdin.
Sounds good to me. It works.
Yeah, right. The Russian Prime Minister, and they established the Gore Chernomyrdin Commission, and it was that commission that, working together in a number of different areas that include health, space cooperation, business investment development, energy, defense conversion, science and technology, and the environment. And these two guys led the commission that essentially enabled the global information infrastructure to get started. And it is because of that infrastructure, the redesign effort, the e-government, the health system, the education system, all of the computer systems that were essentially a redesign of our government came out of that commission.
So perhaps there is some kind of a connection between this and Y2K, where they were developing these systems and they were probably running up against a bunch of loggerheads, where you've got somebody sitting out there in XYZ land and they're running a TRS-80 with a big old, you know, 78 RPM floppy disk, you know, and you've got other people with higher speed computers here and there and different software, and the harmonization of all of that computing technology would have been necessary in order to make something like this fly, wouldn't it?
Yes. The government always tries to keep things standard anyway, but this was a much bigger project, a bigger idea than just standardization of equipment and so forth across the whole government. Basically, what they did is to normalize, in looking at the government as a whole, they began the process of normalization of the data, which means that you combine systems, you avoid, you eliminate all redundancies, you get rid of the excess, and that's how you come up with total information awareness. You know, if you look at the government systems prior, you had Social Security system, you had the income tax system, you had FICA, you had, you know, various systems, and each one of those departments would maintain their own database, do their own business, and we had privacy laws so that information could not be shared, personal information on people could not be shared across boundaries. But with the redesign of government, looking at the U.S. government as an enterprise as a whole, they look at a citizen record, and they say, well, we should only have one record on a citizen, and all of their information that we can gather from everywhere should be on the database under the heading of that one ID for that one person.
Okay.
So, you know, from a system standpoint, yeah, that's what you want. But from a citizen standpoint and as an autonomous individual living, you know, trying to live my life on the earth, what happens when you have that kind of control, when they have all the information on you, is that you become an asset of the organization that has the system. You are no longer autonomous. You know, you are you are their asset.
Yeah, it's a violation. You know, we look at, I think it's the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment, and we talk about to be secure in your person and in your place and your papers and your effects and things like that against unreasonable searches and seizures. When all of this information is gathered together and bundled up and thrown under your social security number, you have lost all of that. I mean, we talk about transparency in government, but certainly we become exceedingly transparent at that point. And there are certain things that we have come through our lives, coming up in our lives, certainly in our generation. The younger children perhaps have not got the same idea of any sense of privacy or security in that regard. But the older folk out here, when you sign a form, you know, with, let's say, the unemployment office, you don't anticipate that it's going to wind up part of your permanent record and trail you around the rest of your life. You know, if you go in and you talk to your doctor, it doesn't, you anticipate that that's going to be private or confidential, or you get together with an attorney or something like that. You know, all of these anticipations are thrown out when you start putting all of the information in one file. And then, you know, we start to understand better about what's going on with that magnetic strip or that dot field on the back of your driver license, you know, being able to hold all of this information on you, the person. So, you're into the pay dirt here when we start talking about bringing all this information under one heading.
Right. Well, and a good example of it is that if don't pay your bills on time, or, you know, say you lost your job and haven't been able to pay your bills, in this new paradigm of total information awareness, they put you on the terrorist watch list.
Oh, my.
Now, not paying your bills and being a terrorist are two entirely separate things, you know. A lot of good people can't pay their bills because they don't have a job anymore. So, but that's the kind of thing that you get when you have this total control of information.
Well, okay, that crosses another line. It goes from the objective to the subjective. When you make that kind of a mental leap, you see somebody that is short on funds, and you make that mental leap, you blur the boundary between psychology and science. We'll be right back on the other side, folks. Stay with us. Fascinating. Getting deeper and deeper here.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908 691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we have returned once again, and as we were going into the break, I was trying to vocalize the idea or the concept that when a government, if you will, the governing bodies try to extrapolate and interpret financial data and your medical records data and so on and so forth and make the leap out into anarchist or terrorist and things like that, they cross a very important boundary. One thing in my research, Vicki, is that you'll find that throughout history, so to speak, the last 500 more years, people that are the most troublesome are those that are unemployed or disenfranchised and so on and so forth. And so anybody then, let's say, that loses their job and finds themselves unemployed and maybe they're not able to be reemployed would fall under this category of a suspicious person, someone to watch, you know, because historically they could be anarchists, they could be a bomb thrower lurking behind some booth somewhere, you know. So we can understand that, but it's a really an affront on us when government makes that kind of a spurious leap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and especially when they're the ones that are causing it. It upsets me so much, you know, when I hear, you know, what losers the American people are. The American people are not losers at all. The people that are the losers are the leaders of this country that sold us out.
Yeah, losers and looters.
Losers and looters. They're criminals and thieves. And they sold out our country with all these global agreements. They basically made the State Department, which is a shadow, they've made the State Department basically a shadow government because of this globalization. In this executive order right here, executive order 13011 that was signed in July 1996, there's two acts involved in this, the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995 and the Information Technology Management Reform Act of 1996. which enabled this whole redesign of our government, you know, to create total information awareness, and hooking up to the global systems, it includes in Section 9, the Secretary of State shall be responsible for liaison, consultation, and negotiation with foreign governments and intergovernmental organizations on all matters related to information resources management, including federal information technology. The Secretary shall further ensure in consultation with the Secretary of Commerce that the United States is represented in the development of all international standards and recommendations affecting information technology. In the development of international standards and recommendations affecting, in the exercise of these responsibilities, the Secretary shall consult as appropriate with affected domestic agencies, organizations, and other members of the public. The Secretary of State shall advise the Director on the development of United States positions and policies on international information policy and technology issues affecting federal government activities and the development of international information technology standards. With that executive order, they basically put the Secretary of State in charge of our government.
Yeah, I don't hear anything in there. There's not even an implied collar and leash between the president, the executive branch, and the Secretary of State in any of that.
No, I really, you know, after all the research that I've done, I really do believe that the American president is a puppet and that it's really the State Department that is running our government.
Exactly, I concur.
And there is an organization, I call them parasitic usurpers, but there's an organization that hangs off of the State Department that includes the Economic Council of Advisors, the National Security Council. I think the CIA is attached to the State Department. The National Reconnaissance Office is attached to the State Department. And they basically are the shadow government. And
so with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, you know, we've got, you know, guess who won the election, folks?
Yeah, yes, I think so. Because not only, you know, were they involved in the internationalization of our government computer systems, the Secretary, back in 1983, there was an agreement that the United States signed with Mexico called the La Paz Agreement.
Yes, I heard of that.
And that created an international zone on our border. Now, the coordinator of that zone is the director of the EPA because it was ostensibly for the purpose of working cooperatively with Mexico for border cleanup. But because it is an international zone, it was under the management of the Secretary of State. And the way that this agreement was written, it was written in such an open-ended way that border zone could be expanded simply by agreement, by memo of understanding. And, you know, if you've researched a lot about, you know, the NAFTA superhighway and all of these things going on in our country, they've all been agreed to by memo. And it's the by memo, that memo of understanding, that is what brings them, like the cities, into the international system, into the international law arena.
Well, let me jump in right there, because when you think about the NASCO corridor, you know, folks are running all the way from Cardero, whatever it is, down in Mexico, all the way up north, into Alaska, really. If you were to, as myself, as a land surveyor, And I'm going to map out the boundaries of this border area, the what do you call it, Megilladero or whatever the thing is, that particular section. The boundary as it comes along and hits the right-of-way of this NASCO corridor would then just go and thence north and follow the north, you know, the west boundary of that all the way up into Alaska and all the way up, you know, to into the Canada, and then come back down along the east boundary thereof to a point of intersection with that zone, and thence east to, you know, Texas all the way across to the Gulf of Mexico. It'd be an easy mental jump. It's certainly an easy legal jump to just automatically include that zone into this corridor as well.
Yeah. That's right, and that's how they've basically done this.
So the jurisdiction, if that follows, the jurisdiction then over that whole corridor, the NASCO corridor, would be between the Secretary of State for the United States of America corporate and anyone that they agreed to include in that management level. They would supervise or have a jurisdiction over what goes on in that zone, irrespective of the desires, let's say, of Congress.
Right. That's right, because it's all done by international agreement.
Okay.
Now one of the things, you know, when they decided to redesign the government, and Al Gore was ahead of this too, it's called the Reinvention of Government. That's where the idea of privatization of government comes along, okay, because
Let me jump right in there. Hold it, collect your thoughts. We got about 50 seconds to the end of this hour, folks. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local. We have a special guest with us, Vicki Davis. Her website, if you're going to be leaving us here at the top of the hour, some of our affiliates do, her website is www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. And when that website opens up, you'll see it's very simplistic. It's a long list of texts and documents and files that she's created that are just absolutely potent with material, a great resource. And we'll be back right after the top of the hour break and continue in hour number two. Stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I'm joined today by our very special guest, Vicki Davis, returning again to Become Vocal Local to continue to unravel or untie this Gordian knot of just what happened to America. And so in the preceding segments, we were talking about so many things. We started out with education, and we've kind of morphed now into the State Department and the power and the control that's concentrated in the Secretary of State's office and the State Department in general. So let's just pick it up there, Vicki. We've got about 3.5 minutes in this segment, and then we'll continue on a longer segment after the first break.
Okay. There's on my website, in an article called Global Information Infrastructure, there's an article that was written by Jesse Allen Gordon in 1994 on the Reinventing Government that was Al Gore's initiative. And the ideas that Al Gore implemented were based on a book written by two guys called Osborne and Gabler of the same title, Reinventing Government. Okay, and the basic concepts of reinvention are that government should steer rather than row. That is, government should provide a framework for the operation of programs rather than actually operating the programs itself. Government should focus on outcomes, which is the desired results, and the needs of customers, who are the service recipients, rather than on inputs, which are dollars and jobs. Government should decentralize and delayer, that is, address problems from the lowest level of government feasible, and public agencies should compete with private agencies, should incorporate profit motivation and entrepreneurialism, and should adopt market orientation whenever possible. Well, I mean, that's the definition of fascism, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is. And it opens the door to I think a much better understanding. There's information that I pulled down on the Tavistock Institute back in 2004 about taking power to the edge. And they came out with this idea with the Smith Institute called localism. But, of course, localism is an old concept, but they're bringing it back to life. And you can see when they talk about going down and putting the decision-making power back at the local level, folks, this is the implementation of this Tavistock desire to take power to the edge, and it really points directly at why this broadcast is called Become Vocal Local. One of the things that I use in my little rants is simply to understand that exposing the globalist localism propaganda, Vocal Local reveals the true nature of public-private partnership as aught but a naked move towards corporate fascism. But we have to understand what the adversary is doing, and basically it's this concept of taking power to the edge, and this is where we can be effective, blocking this globalist agenda right where we are. So anyway, all that to say, we have a lot that we can do. We need to understand the system as how it's being deployed. And, as Sun Tzu and others have advanced, we need to get to the high ground first and hold that ground first. And we can do that. Now, a lot of the big cities with the Metro 1313 process and all of that, they're pretty well in the stew. But there are 3,066 counties all across America, of which only 33 are the city counties, and so that leaves us a lot of room to establish islands of freedom. Folks, we'll be back on the other side of this break with our guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for our affiliates just rejoining us, welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Now in the second hour, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm visiting today with our special guest, Vicki Davis, returning again to our broadcast for a third segment of this idea of war in the context of everything else. We might call it part three, and that's probably, Vicki, how I'm going to ID today's show archives. But folks, we can understand that as this reinvention of government system comes into place, it's kind of new. Al Gore is not the, not Methuselah. They're still trying to work out all of the bugs in their system. I'm getting some bugs in my system. They're trying to work out all the bugs in this system, and they're finding a lot of resistance. They've got Rick Perry kind of got his shorts in a bunch right now with TxDOT, trying to figure out how they're going to get TxDOT to stay alive for another year. Terry Hall, Texas Turf, Amanda Teagarden, OK Safe, pretty much made a cul-de-sac at the Texas border, not allowing the Trans-Texas Corridor into Oklahoma. Here in Missouri, the Ozark Property Rights Congress has given Matt Blunt, former Governor Matt Blunt, a run for his money, blocking the well metering, turning it around, repealing that legislation, blocking NIS, the implementation of the National Animal Identification System, and Real ID is pretty well faltering in this state as well. So there are things that we can do. But let's do understand that government and the reinvention of government can be tracked right back down to certain people. And I'd like to to look at our isms very carefully, because wherever there's an ism of some sort or another, there inevitably is a founder. And if you read the founder's writings and get to know their mind, you can also find their faith statement. And this is basically what I heard you laying out, Vicki, in the previous segment. Here's a book that influenced Al Gore and got him on the mindset of reinvention of government. Why don't we pick it up there?
Yeah. Well, and that's where you get the central planning. The two concepts, the market orientation and government providing only the framework, which basically means that government provides the power of government to support what essentially is a corporate agenda. And if you look at the big systems that they have in mind for the government that were part of the reinvention of government, the central planning is obvious. You know, if you look at a map of the United States and you look at the plans for the Trans-Texas Corridor and the Canamex, with the Trans-Texas Corridor going all the way down to the ports in Mexico, yeah, that's you can see the efficiencies in there. Unfortunately, it devastates the economy, the economies of our coastal cities like Los Angeles, San Diego, the ones on the East Coast. New Jersey was a big port. So what is efficient from a systems point of view is not really good policy necessarily for the United States, for the people of the United States.
It also has this little troubling thing about a boundary, you know. It's an unfortunate reality, folks, but there are well over 170 countries on this planet. You know, if you go and look at the list, get your atlas out and go down, let your fingers do the walking, and every one of them have a legal description, the external boundaries. All of the several states have boundaries. And then the boundaries are the domain, if you will, of the states and their governments, sovereign states, if you will. And then each of them have a constitution. And then there's all of the counties, and every one of the counties have a boundary. And then the county commission and the county sheriff preside over that boundary. This is ground. This is reality. But when we go into cyber government, that's a whole other story, because the cyberspace doesn't recognize physical boundaries.
Well, and neither does the State Department. I mean, the whole purpose of the State Department is diplomacy with other nations. But, you know, with the way that they have empowered the State Department, they've empowered the State Department to use our economy, the wealth of our nation, as negotiating tools with the rest of the world.
But diplomacy doesn't, you know, in my mind, diplomacy means that, I invite the president of Mexico up to the White House, if you will. I guess he's going to have to repaint it now, but they bring it up to the White House, and he brings along his wife, and maybe we invite some other dignitaries, and we get together and we discuss and we talk. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to sleep with the president of Mexico's wife, or that I would allow him to sleep with mine. There's boundaries in all of this. Diplomacy is getting along with your neighbors. But as far as establishing foreign entanglements and entangling alliances, I mean, that's stuff that even a grade schooler ought to be able to figure out from reading American history.
Well, yeah, it should be. But because all of this... all of this whole design, the reinvention of government, government has stepped back and empowered the private sector corporations. That includes the corporations driving the policy of the State Department with other nations.
So we've got a list that we read last Monday. Folks, if you want to access the archives, a list of the top 100 contributors to all of the various campaigns of Congress and the Senate. You know, it was a hit list. It was incredible in the many millions and millions. And so what we're basically doing by allowing the lobby groups to get involved on that level, and then, of course, by generating the income that is necessary for the taxation. What we're basically doing is we're combining the wealth of industry or corporate wealth with the power or the coercive force of government, and that truly is fascism.
Yes, and what you were talking about before about, this coming into our local communities, there's one group called Smart Growth. And, of course, you know, their mission is to implement UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Well, it was the EPA that started the Smart Growth Network. And so, and they provide funding to these groups. And so the EPA is driving this agenda of sustainable development down into local communities. And even though they make it appear like it's a local agenda, you know, what is it that you want to do, what these people are actually are systems analysts and social change agents. And they come into your community with an agenda to get you in line with the global system as they have it envisioned.
And that's exactly right. And we can track that right straight back to Tavistock again. And the documents that have been prepared, most often, Vicki, I've found that the university, the land-grant universities and colleges through the university extension program, that is the hotbed of the change agents, and that is generally where they come from. We'll be right back after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
whole range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
find great prices on hard-to-find items, and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we've returned once again, and we're kind of driving it home, bringing it back down to the local level here briefly as we talk about all of these larger global agendas and the whole idea behind smart growth and new urbanism and the planned community, the Garden Cities program out of England so long ago. But we find it coming on us and at us right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, and in our states. And there are things that we can do if we understand the system and work within it. There are things that we can do, and we can be successful blocking this stuff, because as my experience shows, Vicki, is that when the locals start to figure out what it is that they're implementing, whether you're talking with county commissioners or whether you're talking with school boards, and especially when they start to discover that there are people in the community who haven't drunk the Kool-Aid, and they are awake to this sort of stuff, and they can understand the bigger picture, you can slow them down, if not block them entirely, and you can also get people to realize the mess that they've brought on their community and just drop out. They'll resign their post and leave it open for someone else. And if we're Johnny on the spot, we can have a replacement set ready and in hand to fill those positions and make sure that the dike doesn't start leaking again. But let's go back into it again and pick it up where you left us. You were just starting to talk a little bit about smart growth, but before that, we were somewhere else, and I can't remember where.
I told you it was going to be a big picture.
And I love it. I love the picture you paint, because you bring in so much that, you know, it's based upon, folks, based upon years and years of study. And it's really my pleasure to be able to open the airways up a little bit to Vicki, because I have heard her call in to about every broadcast I've ever listened to, and sometimes I'll be on the telephone in the inside of the loop, in the call waiting list, and Vicki's in the same thing, and sometimes I'll come on before you, sometimes I come on after you, but it, you know, we trigger on some of the same things, and a lot of our research goes down the same path, so it's just nice to be able to let you, you know, just throw the reins on, over your neck, so to speak, and let you cruise, because you really know this stuff well.
Yeah, well, and it's difficult, you know, when you call into radio stations. All you can get in is just a snippet of an idea. So I so appreciate you letting me give the big picture, because it's really, you know, once you understand the big picture of the global systems and the central planning, it's like I said before, that the unmistakable marks of central planning are all over the agenda that's being implemented, you know, across the board, whether you're talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor or the NAIS animal tracking, the nationalized medical records, which is a global system. It is not national, but it is global. And I haven't talked about the supply chain management system, but the central planning aspect of all of this is unmistakable when you look at what's going on in our country from the systems point of view, and understanding that the redesign of government systems is driving a social agenda down into our communities that is totally and completely un-American.
Absolutely.
In every way, shape, or form, there is no way that any of it is American.
Well, when you talk about, you know, earlier on in the broadcast, you mentioned, I think it was in the first hour, you know, this idea about having no barriers and whatnot, the whole idea of being able to protect our producers through various forms of tariffs and things like that, and the individualism, the hallmark of America, you know, it's been under attack ever since John Dewey came along. It's been under attack for a long time, and it's been morphing. we can look back at, I like to say, you know, we're not going to go back to three corners hats and mourner's benches and the old 50 caliber black powder rifle. We're not going back there. A lot of what's going on today, this isn't Karl Marx's communism. This isn't the Jacobin red cap. This isn't the Illuminati cap, so to speak. This is the product of many, many years of education and research and continuation from Walter Lippmann and a lot of the early scientists, Lasky, Harold J. Lasky, and many of the other early social scientists. This is a 100 years advanced of the 150, almost 160 years advanced of the positivism of Auguste Comte and his establishment of the whole branch of science known as sociology, where we put the human being, if you will, the socialized political creature, into the petri dish and slip them under the microscope and look at them. There's so much more. We are in a new age, or new order of the ages, if you will, and these people have a different world view than a lot of us out here in the hinterlands. They look at countries as being old-fashioned, fuddy-duddy, nonsensical conservatism, and they're looking at the management of the entire planet. Unfortunately, like I said, they've got all these pesky governments to deal with, and there's a lot of individual people all over the planet that would just as soon continue, laissez-faire, laissez-passer, with what we had established, and we don't necessarily want to go under this global management system.
Yeah, well, and that reminds me of a quote. One of the previous sessions when I was going through my research, I believe I mentioned Walter Wriston.
Yes.
He was the CEO of Citibank, and he was one of the three corporations that promoted this whole global system. In a book that he wrote called The Twilight of Sovereignty, he quotes Baruch Spinoza. I probably said that wrong, but...
Baruch Spinoza. Mm-hmm.
Baruch Spinoza. Here's the quote. "The last end of the state is not to dominate men nor restrain them by fear. Rather, it is to set free each man from fear, that he may live and act with full security and without injury to himself or his neighbor. The end of the state is really liberty." So, I mean, what that statement says to me is that, well, Walter Wriston was a libertarian, and their idea was to break down the state so that they could be free. But one man's freedom is another man's slavery.
Well, and if we're going to get involved with libertarianism, then we need to get back to the philosophers. You know, we can go back to Francis Hutcheson, even John Locke, move forward to Hutcheson, and from Hutcheson to Adam Smith and the physiocrats. But then we've got to pick up in this stream Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart Mill, which then leads us right into Sidney and Beatrice Webb, Bertrand Russell, and the beginning of Fabian socialism, and the bringing of positivism and Fabian socialism to the United States of America. Citibank, I believe, is an English-tied company, if I might be mistaken there, but I believe it is. But, you know, this tie, this link with jolly old England, I mean, we've got baggage that should have gone into the Atlantic, you know, somewhere 2,000 miles this side of London long ago, and we just keep dragging this garbage along with us. But there's nothing libertine or libertarian about the mind of Jeremy Bentham. He came up with the idea of the Panopticon, which was a prison system with the main tower of observation in the center and all the cells around it, and we can see that all across America and all around the world as these cameras come up on every corner. That's the Panopticon on steroids in a global manner. So the idea of liberty, it's difficult, if not impossible, to define liberty without using the word freedom. But when you define freedom, you don't need to use the word liberty at all. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we were going into the break, I was going in a little bit of a rant there about liberty and freedom and the differences between them. And folks, if you might remember that Lady Liberty, as she was often drawn and styled early on in the cartoons and the caricatures that were drawn after the convention, Constitutional Convention, oftentimes, what she'll have in her hand is a she'll have a standard that has the flag on it. But if you'll notice and really have to pay attention and look, there's almost always and inevitably a cloth or a napkin or a handkerchief that's placed at the top of that. And what that is the spear of destiny. And they mask that, they hide that. That destinary, predestinarian type of an idea, they mask that. It's just like the statue of George Washington in Washington, the District of Criminals, a seated statue. Under his left hand, I think it is, he has the fascia bundle, and there's a cloth that's placed over and hiding the axe head. So we need to understand that liberty and freedom are almost antithetical. Liberty is simply freedom with restraint. It's the restraint of law. It is the laws that are keeping someone in liberty. It's like having a collar and a leash on you. A free man has neither collar nor leash. one at Liberty has both collar and leash, and it is the leash of the laws of society that makes us have liberty. And Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and James Wilson and others of the founders were aware of that when they wrote Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, three very important things to understand. But back to you, Walt, was it Rist, Citibank, Citigroup?
Riston, Riston. And he was the, you know, one of the ones that promoted the idea of the international trading system to internationalize the financial industry. And so, you brought to mind one of my observations is when I first started researching this, I decided that what was going on in our country was that it was becoming communist. Then as I studied more, it appeared to be fascist. But what I ultimately decided was that they are one and the same system, and that there are two classes of people. There are the wealthy elite, and then is everybody else. And if you are the wealthy elite, it's a fascist system because you are in power, you are driving government policy, and the policies are collectivism for the people, the masses of people, the everybody else. And so that's the way I see it.
Well, as early as Cervantes' writing, you know, he basically was the one that came up with the phrase, but that society is divided into two main families, and that's the haves and the have-nots. And when we established this country, the idea in Jefferson's mind and in many of the other founders was that we would have a land of opportunity, if you will, an equal opportunity. That came on later. Equality of outcome came even later still, but the idea of equality of opportunity, where a man might be able to start off with 40 acres and a mule, and if he's temperate and diligent and industrious, he could eventually himself become one of the haves. So in this country, it wasn't set up on genealogies and inheritances and stuff like that. Thomas Jefferson set out to destroy the idea of primogeniture, and other things, but we do have a system of haves and have-nots, and so that's where it's at in the rise of statism, basically, where we had the three categories. We had the serf of the field, then we had the entrepreneur. They became what the artisans, basically, and they became the middle class, and then you had the nobility. Well, the nobility got pushed to the wayside as the rise of mercantilism and then on into capitalism, industrial capitalism, industrialism, and monopoly capitalism. And we developed a new system of nobility based upon wealth. And so there's a lot in all of this that we need to understand. And there's no one size fits all to these things, but the ideologies are completely morphed. They're all mixed up. And so I try, and even though I talk about those darn socialists all the time, robbing Peter to pay Paul, it's just as a simple way of facilitating a regular broadcast without going into a lengthy diatribe every time we come round to the subject. But it's very difficult to point a finger and say, this, they, them, those, these, believe, thus.
Yes, that is so true. but it's... In some ways, though, you kind of have to talk about the political system that is being derived from the redesign of our government. And it is collectivism and using the computer systems, you know, for performance measurement, and the rebalancing of the world economy. The objective is to focus on the outcome and make equal the outcome.
Exactly.
Which means driving your standard of living down to the lowest level. in the entire world.
Common denominatorism and things like that. Milton Friedman, I've read from his book, Free to Choose, here on this broadcast, where he laid out his example of the difference, the contradistinction between freedom of opportunity and the freedom of outcome, or excuse me, I should say equalities of opportunity and equality of outcome. Equality of outcome is a whole nother kettle of fish, and there is where you start to get into almost textbook collectivism. There's no doubt about it. The equality of opportunity in our system, this established two-party political system for one, it means basically that you could get a young man living in the rural country that joins the local lodge and rises up in degrees and is active in all of the various clubs, the Rotary, the Lions, the Elks, and all the other animal groups. Then he basically makes some kind of a distinction for himself, perhaps a graduate of the course of law or has a family business that and is well known, and then begins to advance in a political sense. Well, that kind of a person can then find themselves as a governor, and then they could find themselves as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives or a senator, and then become a president of the United States. And so, again, it's not based necessarily on your genealogy, but it does depend on how you have applied yourself within the existing structure. Now, as you make that rise, and you're one of these promising shooting stars, these Sarah Palin types or something, as you're making this rise, you become noticed by the moneyed interests, the corporate interests on the planet, and they weigh their odds as to whether or not they want to throw behind you. Then, of course, you have to go and you have to get your blessings, go over visit with the Rothschilds, go kiss the Pope's ring, go visit with the ADL and all of the rest, you know. And if everybody gives you a pass on that, then you go to the Bilderberger, and the next thing you know, your hat's in the running, and you're getting millions of dollars of financing behind you to run and win these elections. But really, it's not, it's neither race nor genealogy specific. It's just how well you toe that line.
Right. They own you.
That's right.
At that point, they own you. And the whole business of equality of outcome is a recipe for mediocrity.
Exactly.
And so it's
exactly
really
it's what we just saw in the bailouts. You know, are complicit in the commission of heinous economic crime against humanity, then you could too also become a business that's too big to fail, and then we will commit another heinous crime against humanity and rob the people and subsidize you to continue what you're doing in business, whether you're AIG or whether you're any of the banks, you know. These are things that we've seen. But if you're not blessed, if you haven't, you know, bowed the knee and kissed the ring, and you haven't pledged allegiance to the liege lords out there, then, that, like Lehman Brothers, they'll let you fall or Bear Stearns.
Yeah, well, and the whole bailout thing, what it seems to me, that, of course, is due to the internationalization of our trading system. It goes right back to 1990. But I think it also goes to the policies of supply-side economics, you know, where government sets policies to benefit corporations on the theory that what benefits corporations benefits the workers.
Absolutely. And so we'll pick that up right on the other side of that. Hold your thought, Vicki, and we'll be back for the final segment of today's broadcast. Stay with us.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great product that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned once again here in our last and final segment for today's broadcast. I've been speaking with Vicki Davis today, the last 2 hours. I hope you've enjoyed the presentation, the information that we're bringing out. You know, Vicki, this is kind of, for me, it's like rummaging around with you in your attic and in the basement. You know, we haven't really even got into the full meal deal, so to speak, yet. It's kind of like walking through my library, just looking at the spines of the books and making idle comments. But as we were going into the break, and before I do that, before I go back, let me just remind the audience that if you want to visit Vicki's website, if you note it, write it down, put it in your browser, bookmark it. It's www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com, spelled just like it sounds, channelingreality.com. There's so much information there. So let's pick up right where you left off, Vicki. We've got about 10 or so minutes in this segment. And bring the broadcast around towards, well, I guess we ought to leave everybody hanging and get you to come back again on Thursday. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can. I love talking about these systems and what's happening in our government. So, yeah, I will.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's great, because it gives us the opportunity to relax into these topics a little bit, and we don't have to drive so hard, you know, and like they say, put the horses away wet. But go ahead and pick up the thought that we had before the break.
Okay, yeah, the internationalization of the corporations. And in prior times, the domestic policies were to stimulate corporations, because then, you know, they would hire more workers and, you know, it would be good for the country overall. Everybody, you know, all a rising tide raises all boats, you know, whatever Kennedy said. But the problem is, when they internationalized our economy, the corporations moved their production offshore with outsourcing. They exported the white-collar jobs. But they continued on as if, with domestic policy, as if nothing had changed. So when they stimulate those corporations, they're not stimulating our economy. they're stimulating the economies of where those corporations are doing business.
This is, again, this is this redistribution of wealth thing. You're absolutely right. You know, we're here. You know, we've taken over GM, Government Motors. Some people are now starting to call it. But at the same time, during this great financial collapse of GM, they were using their money overseas to build other plants and facilities. And you know, so in this particular little thing that we find ourselves in right now, when we start to think globally and we throw down all of the boundaries of the planet, then the corporatists, if you will, the capitalists, if you will, the monopoly capitalists, if you will, the big corporations, the transnationals, they're no longer thinking of the United States. They're just thinking of where they need to be on the face of the earth, and it's a much more comfortable and relaxed thing for them.
Yeah, well, they can, you know, move over to China. They don't have the environmental laws. They don't have the labor laws. In fact, the government is in partnership with the corporations in China to suppress labor. So you end up with a slave state, basically. And ultimately, that is what will be implemented in the United States. We're already well on the way to moving to that.
Well, with the rewilding of America, that whole idea, and the smart growth and sustainable development and Pac'em and Stack'em developments, the reduction of the workforce, you know, there's going to be a lot of attrition. The baby boomer generation is going to croak here.
They're going to help us croak.
And they'll help us croak. And Generation X is coming up, and a lot of them are going to get X'd out as well, you know. So we've got the browning down, let's say, of the North American hemisphere. I can see that the United States might become, in some regards, kind of like just a playground for the global elite, you know. They don't have to deal with this pesky billions and billions of people. They can leave them all stacked up over in Asia and Africa, and then they can come here and play around, and they'll have just enough people to wash their laundry and bake their bread.
Yeah, and that's there you go with the central planning. And it's apparent in everything that they're doing. The whole global agenda is about central planning, and they're doing it country by country, but it's the same plan in all the countries.
Yeah, I like to say that it's like they're like almost, once you start getting the idea of what they're doing, folks, it's almost like a small-town football coach who knows just one play right up the middle for 3 yards and Katie bar the door for the consequences, you know. Every play is the same play, and they're playing it over and over again, Sam, all over the world. And we can see that in Agenda 21. It's a global action plan.
Yeah, and it will, it's an economy killer for us. I mean, if you raise, you can't have an economy without energy. And their idea of building windmills everywhere, you can't run any kind of factory, any kind of production on windmill power. Even if you put big batteries, the whole idea of this smart power grid and how they're going to control everybody's energy usage, that, again, is by law, mandating by law, the outcome. You know, if a person over in Ethiopia can only have 5 gallons of fresh water per day, well, equality of outcome. Americans can only have 5 gallons of water, fresh water, per day.
Sure, it's equitable.
Uh-huh, yeah. the whole globalization thing, the whole global trading system, turned U.S. domestic policy completely on its head. And so what's good for the corporations, whenever they do anything for corporations, which everything they do is for corporations, it doesn't benefit the American people. It benefits the corporations that are doing business in other parts of the world, and it actually hurts our domestic economy.
Well, it's corporate USA, you know, so we can only understand that, you know, everything is, you know, codified, statutory, licensed, regulated, privileges, you know, taxable, revocable, the whole thing, the litany that I like to go through. This system, it's all corporations. The real gem, the real beauty of corporations is, first of all, that they're, you know, a legal fiction. They never die. They never get old. They don't need retirement, you know, and stuff like that. They live and they live on forever. So, if we can think of countries as going through their growing pains, and they grow up and then they go into revolutions and counter-revolutions, and then they collapse and they fall down, and economies that come and go. All of that is transitory, but the corporation never dies. And so the real God on this planet are these corporations. They're just eternal. They live forever. They'll transcend us all. And so everything can be directed towards the continuance of a fewer and fewer and fewer corporations as they suck up all other corporations, and eventually I can see one corporation runs the whole thing.
Yes, and that's exactly the way that it will work. And if you look at their designs for the global supply chain management system and the transportation systems that go along with the global supply chain, it becomes rather obvious that is the natural outcome. You know, just fewer and fewer, it's like King of the Hill, and there will be fewer and fewer corporations. And that actually started in our country quite a few years ago, where you had one manufacturer making 7 or 8 different brands. And so, you know, they were really tricking us in a way, you know, making us think that there was competition when there really wasn't. The only competition was in advertising, because the same manufacturer was making all the different brands.
Exactly. So we come to a point in time where obviously we're about to end the broadcast. We've got about a minute left, but we can come to the kind of a place where we start to see coming into view. You know, it's like returning to the Catholic Church or Rome. You've got the Pope overseeing the entire planet, you know, the Vicar of God on Earth, Vox Populi, Vox Dei. And so, you know, folks, we have so much work to do. Where we're being asked to go, where the central planners are planning for us to go, is a place we cannot allow ourselves to be led. It's a box canyon from which there is absolutely no way out. Folks, we'll be back again on tomorrow. I will be back again with you, Vicki, on Thursday. Until then, everybody, have a great afternoon. Get something done. Have a good day.
Thank you, Will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.